And welcome back to the Sundance Reel. I'm Leslie Thatcher, along with my co-host, Katie Wang. Well, director Ritesh Batra's debut feature, The Lunchbox, screened at the 2014 Sundance Film Festival. He's back again this year with another likable, low-key romance photograph. Welcome to the Sundance Reel.
Well, thank you for having me.
So is it fair to describe this film as a story about love that grows out of a fake it or make it situation?
That sounds like the story of my career.
Well, tell us a little bit about the premise of a photograph.
It is a story of two lives. It's set in Bombay. It's a poor photographer and a middle-class girl who ends up becoming his muse, and how their lives intersect. And when I was working on it, to me, what it's really about is the corners of our heart that we never find unless we meet somebody who helps us find them. I was always thinking about that when I was making it. Now it's kind of too late, you know, now it's out there, and now it is what people think it is.
So is this really still the case, though, in India, where there's a pressure to be married?
Yeah, there's a pressure to be married. There's a pressure to do things at a certain age, let's say that. There's a pressure to, you know, make money, get married. Like all Eastern cultures, you know, there's a pressure to do things on time, whatever that means. But there is a time to do certain things, and there is a time to do other things. But, you know, the world is changing, and India is also changing. So the notion of self-discovery and the notion of finding yourself, and I used to find that very funny when I was a kid, you know, seeing all, you know, like the whole sort of late hippie generation that I saw, you know, that had spilled over into the 80s and even the 90s. They used to come to India. I met a lot of people like that, and they were there to find themselves. And I was like, oh, well, what is that? What does that mean?
Like, are you 25? Are you married? Come on, what's going on?
Yeah, but I mean, we kind of see it from the grandmother in your film, so more traditional as opposed to more current, I guess, you know? I don't know. But you've experienced that yourself, huh?
Yeah, sure. You know, I've sort of been really lucky in my life to become a citizen of the world, if I can say that. So I left India when I was 18 to come to college, and I came to the States, and then I've pretty much stayed back since. I've moved back for short spurts. Like, I moved back to make Lunchbox for 2 years. I lived in London for a while, then I came back to New York. So I kind of get to be an outsider everywhere and see things from the outside.
Yeah. But you called it Bombay. I mean, I think that's what I kind of grew up with, but it's known as Mumbai now, don't you?
Yeah, right? Yeah. They changed
it. Is it interchangeable?
They changed it when I was 15. So I just...
To Mumbai.
Yeah. But I just call it Bombay out of spite. Good to have some spite, you know.
That's right.
Well, like the interesting interplay with, you know, it's a common theme, right? Of course, the star-crossed lovers, you know, the finding your, perhaps your true love. But then also the interesting mix of it being an Indian film, that there's the caste system overlaid onto that. I mean, we all have these expectations that are laid upon us by our parents, by the community we live in. But it's interesting when you go to particularly Indian culture, that there is that whole other layer that is interwoven into the movie. Yeah. That is, as an American, very interesting to kind of,
it's more,
you
like
know, to
the,
kind of,
it's more like the class
digest
system in this movie. Mm-hmm. It's like rich and poor. Mm. It's more like I would define it as the class system that's very prevalent, you know, in India and everywhere, you know.
Right, but isn't it more structured in India? Where you, I mean, can do people marry now? Can you marry in a different caste than the one you were born into? Can you?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems to me that it's still fairly
in cities. Yeah,
rigid.
Yeah, you could marry into a different caste, but you know, yet you open the newspaper in India and then you'll hear about how somebody got killed for doing that,
right?
In a village somewhere. But in this movie, it's more about rich and poor, and you know, like, yeah, but like blue collar and white collar intermingling in India is not something that really happens.
Right.
But, you know, it never happens in New York either, when I come to think
of it. Right. Yeah. No, but that's what I love about what I loved about The Lunchbox. It is, you know, certainly a different culture, but it's relatable no matter where you are, because there's, I think, love and, you know, finding, living up to the expectations of your family, that that's something I think we all face. And it's just interesting to see it presented in a slightly different way.
Yeah, just again, longing, you know, I think longing is very universal. Longing is a pretty universal emotion to tap into.
Yeah. So you had mentioned that it has been picked up then, this film?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't hear that. Tell me about that.
By my mother. No, I'm just kidding. It's by Amazon. Amazon's releasing it in the US and also in India. They also picked it up for India and Japan. And then there's other distributors in Europe and the rest of the world. So yeah, we've been very lucky that the movie has sold at Sundance to many great people. We're very thankful to Amazon for bringing it to America.
Yeah. Is that how it works? So they just buy it for a continent or a country? Or
I didn't realize that. It depends, because I think they prefer to buy it for the whole world. Mm-hmm. But this movie was already sold in a bunch of places in Europe, because we have European co-producers. So we made this movie with some German money. And so we had these great German co-producers who are also sales agents called The Mesh Factory. So they sold it to a bunch of territories in Europe already. So when Amazon came in, they bought the big territories for this movie, you know, India and the U.S.
Okay, so as a Prime reader, Prime subscriber, will we see that? Or is that it would be on their streaming
on Amazon? It'll go to theaters first, and then on Amazon Prime, but...
And you want to see it in a theater.
Yeah.
I mean, the scenery.
You should see it in a theater.
Yes.
I'll check in on that. I'll check in. I'll call you and see if you've watched it in the theater. And everybody who's listening as well. I'm watching you.
That's right. Well, I'm an exhibitor here in town, so I'm always an advocate for seeing it on the big screen. And it's always fun during festival. You see some films, and it's a completely different experience, I have to say, seeing a film during festival as opposed to seeing it outside a festival. Although Park City is slightly different. We still clap after movies and wait to the very end of all the credits. So,
see it in theaters.
Yeah. So what are you working on now?
On big screen. Nothing that I can talk about freely, but I've been working so far for the last 5 or 6 years since I started getting paid to do this. I've always worked on one thing at a time. Mm-hmm. And now for the first time, I've devised a system for myself where I'm working on multiple things at the same time. And I think it's working really well for me because I'm also only directing my own writing. So I have, have different projects at different stages. Which keeps me busy, but also keeps me relieved a little bit. Not worried that, you know, like if this movie doesn't happen.
You've got something,
I've got something else to do and stay busy.
Yeah, so where's home base for you now?
New York.
Ah, okay.
Spanish Harlem.
Nice, good place to be. I'm a New Yorker, so.
Okay,
well, again, the premiere of Photograph, we've got a couple more screenings, it looks like. It's Wednesday, so Friday, February 1st, 6 o'clock, then at the Salt Lake Library. It looks like the Park City runs are through at this point.
I think there's one more at the Egyptian.
Ah, okay.
The second.
Yeah, there were a lot of TBAs, so maybe that was added then.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, again, congratulations, and thanks for spending
Thank
some time
you.
With us.
No, it's a pleasure. Thanks for the free coffee.
That's Ritesh Batra, again, with the film Photograph. You're listening to the Sundance Reel here on KPCW.